And this is the descriptor of the throne upon which the Ancient of Days sit. Verse 2, above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. Verse 3, and one seraph cried to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the doors were shaken, and the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5, so I said, "Woe is me, I'm undone." That always happens. The closer you get to the Lord, whether it's Job seeing him for the first time and repenting, whether it's Peter when Jesus stilled the sea, or when he gave the great catch of fish, he says, "I'm an unclean man," or right here with Isaiah. Whenever we get close to the Lord, we instantly can see our sinfulness more clearly than ever. I hope that through this third class, as we come into the throne of God, that's what chapter 6 is about. It's humans getting up close to God near his throne. Do you know what the effect is? Number one, we realize our sinfulness. Woe is me, I'm undone, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Most likely, John 12:41. That's what Jesus said. Isaiah saw him. And verse 4, then one of the seraphim came to me, having in his hand a live coal, with which he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, your sin is purged." What is that? Well, number one, that's Isaiah receiving God's cleansing. But what's it based on? That altar. That altar was a picture in heaven of the sacrifice of Christ. It was a heavenly picture of what Jesus would do on the altar of the cross when he offered himself as the one who would take away the sin of the world. And on the basis of that, he was cleansed. Now you say, well, wait a minute. Isaiah is here. Isaiah is actually 7 centuries. He's the 7th century BC. So 7 centuries before Christ. Here's the cross. And then here's us today. Now look at this. 700 years, 2,000 years. So Isaiah lived 2,700 years ago. Isaiah was cleansed looking forward to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. That's what the seraph taking tongs, taking a burning coal, touching his mouth was all about. You and I today are forgiven, cleansed, saved, looking back at that event. You see, there's only one offering that was offered for all of time and for all of sin, and that was 2,000 years ago on the hill of Calvary. By one sacrifice, Jesus Christ has paid the atoning work that was needed to be done for the penalty of the sin of the world, as John 1:29 says. In other words, it was sufficient for everyone that's ever lived, and that all who look to the cross, either forward or back, can be saved by the grace of God through faith. That is the most amazing picture, the cleansing of Isaiah, looking forward to the death of Christ, the same cleansing you and I can experience this very moment as we look back and say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying in my place and cleansing me of my sin." So he was cleansed, and your iniquity is taken away. Your sin is purged. In verse 8, I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" So Isaiah realized his sinfulness, received Christ's cleansing with that hot burning coal, But look what verse 8 is. He responds to God's calling. The Lord says, "Who shall I send? Who will go for us?" And he said, look at the end of verse 8, "Here am I. Send me." That is the most important part of this whole hour. Have you ever come to the place that you have realized your sinfulness, received the cleansing of Jesus Christ by faith? If that's happened, do you know what the next thing we're all supposed to do? We're supposed to respond to God's calling. We're supposed to say, "Thank you for saving me. Here I am. Send me. What do you want me to do?" And you know what he wants us to do? Start sharing the gospel as we live the gospel in our dying world with the people around us. Did you know there are a group of people that right now you know that no one else on earth knows quite like you do? There are a group of people that you could reach today that you're connected to right where you are. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to fly, you know, to Mumbai or to Paris or to Moscow or to New York City. Right where you are, there's a group of people that you just need to tell, "I realized my hopeless sinfulness. I cried out to the Lord, and he saved me." Bonnie and I, my wonderful wife is sitting right over there behind all the equipment, between these cameras and lights and recording everything. We just got the most amazing note from a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. And it said that they are just a wonderful soldier serving our country, raised in a typical American home, Roman Catholic, and they were serving with an empty heart. And one day, they just were fiddling on their phone, and they typed into Google, you know, forgiveness. I don't know what words they put in. They didn't tell me, but they said, for some reason, one of the videos on YouTube of these classes popped up. And so they were so fascinated that they came to the class and watched it. And what they said in this email to us is they said, "A year and a half ago, I got saved. I called on the name of the Lord. Then I, like you said, I looked for a local church and found a local church, went to them, told them I'd gotten saved, watching a video, trusting the Lord. And on the video, I'd said, if you've been saved, you need to publicly confess that through the waters of baptism. Baptism doesn't save us. It doesn't cleanse us, but it is a public declaration, and it's an act of obedience. And by the way, only believers can be baptized, according to the Bible. You don't baptize babies. You don't baptize people to save them. It's an event that follows. It's an external event that follows the internal transformation." Well, this soldier got saved, watching their handheld device, went to a local church, started attending, got baptized at that local church, and a year has gone by of them attending faithfully, and they're still watching classes and studying the Bible with us. And you know what they said? They said, "We're going into seminary." This soldier and their family are entering Bible school to prepare to go where the Lord wants them to go. What did Isaiah say? "Here am I, Lord, send me." And he said, "Go and tell the people," verse 9, "keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but don't perceive." And what the Lord says is, go out, no matter how hard the opposition is, and share the gospel.